Bearing public witness. Ellen's father and mother, Robert and Eunice Harmon, had been faithful members of the Chestnut Street Methodist Church for several years. They also were earnest believers in the soon coming of Christ. Young Robert and Ellen often attended class meetings in private homes. At one such meeting, Ellen told in a simple way of her recent experience and the blessing she enjoyed as her life had been brought into full conformity to the will of God and confidence in Jesus' soon coming. She expected that her friends would understand and rejoice with her, but she was disappointed. The class leader questioned her and suggested it would be better to look forward to the temporal millennium when the earth would be filled with the knowledge of God. On another occasion, when it came time for her to testify, Ellen's heart was so full that she again spoke of looking forward in glad expectation to soon meeting her Redeemer. She said that this hope stirred her to seek sanctification of the Spirit of God. "You received sanctification through Methodism," interjected the class leader. "Through Methodism, sister, not through an erroneous theory." Ellen felt compelled to confess the truth. It was not through Methodism that she had received the new blessing, but by the stirring truths related to the soon coming of Jesus. This was the last testimony Ellen was to bear to this Methodist class. Her brother, Robert, followed with a clear and impressive talk. Although some were much moved, others coughed with dissent and seemed quite uneasy. After leaving the classroom, Robert and Ellen again talked over their faith and marveled that their Christian brothers and sisters could not endure having their Savior's coming discussed. They decided that they should no longer attend the Methodist class meeting.